Nichanando.
Nichanando.
And to Lord Nichananda.
Sahudito.
Simultaneously arisen.
Gaudaudaye.
On the eastern horizon of Gouda.
Pushpavanto.
The sun and moon together.
Chitro.
Wonderful.
Shando.
Bestowing benediction.
Tamanudo.
Dissipating darkness. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nichananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gouda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. So it's certainly a miracle that the sun and moon are appearing simultaneous. In scriptures we read how Krishna is compared to the sun. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Haya Andhaka Yahoeta Krishna Naitaya Tam Maya Adhika, something like this. So wherever there's Krishna, Krishna is like the sun, and wherever Krishna is present, the influence of Maya cannot be present. Just as where is the sun, there can be no darkness. So in this way, Krishna drives away, dispels the darkness of ignorance, and immediately opens our eyes with transcendental knowledge. Therefore, Krishna Govinda. Govinda is known as the instructor. Govinda is the one who spoke transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. So Krishna Govinda is the one who gives us transcendental knowledge. It is described also in Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto like that, how Govinda or Achyuta is giving the transcendental knowledge, it is said. And Balaram, he is giving us the strengths by which we can apply that transcendental knowledge. So it is explained in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam. So the combination of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nichananda, who are none other than Krishna and Balaram, is of such a nature. There's a little more here in this first chapter on these verses. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nichananda, this darkness of ignorance is removed and the truth is brought to light. Tattva Vasnu Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Prema Rupa, Nama Sankirtan, Sabha Ananda Swarupa. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna, and loving devotion to Sri Krishna exhibited in pure love is achieved through congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. Ananda Swarup, the very manifestation. It means happiness or bliss in its own original form. So the essence, it is translated here as the essence of all bliss.
Surya Chandra Bhairera Tamase Vinase Bhair Vastu Gata Pata Adi Se Prakashe.
The sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates.
Dui Bhai Ridayakshali Andhakar Dui Bhagavatam Karena Shakshatkar.
But these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nichananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart, and thus they help one meet the two kinds of Bhagavata, persons or things in relationship with the Lord.
Eka Bhagavat Bada Bhagavat Shastra Ara Bhagavat Bhagavat Bhakti Rasa Patra.
One of the Bhagavata is the great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee, absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion.
Duvi Bhagavad Dvara Diya Bhakti Rasa Taridayetara Prema Ayavasa.
Through the actions of these two Bhagavats, the Lords instill the mellows of the transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being, and thus the Lord, in the heart of his devotee, comes under the control of the devotee's love.
Eka Adbhuta Samakala Dunara Prakas Or Adbhuta Chittagur Tamakarenas.
The first wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously, and the other is that they illuminate the innermost depth of the heart.
These two, the sun and the moon, are very kind to the people of the world. Thus, for the good fortune of all, they have appeared on the horizon of Bengal.
So, there's a purport which says that, well, the first part of the purport is describing how the land of Goda is actually Bengal, right? And I'll leave that part. Then it says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu drive away the five kinds of ignorance of the conditioned souls. In the Mahabharat, Udyog Parva, 43rd chapter, these five kinds of ignorance are described. They are, 1. Accepting the body to be the self. 2. Making material sense gratification one's standards of enjoyment. 3. Being anxious due to material identification. 4. Lamenting. And 5. Thinking that there is anything beyond the absolute truth. One more time. 1. Accepting the body to be the self. 2. Making material sense gratification one's standard of enjoyment. 3. Being anxious due to material identification. 4. Lamenting. And 5. Thinking that there is anything beyond the absolute truth. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya eradicate these five kinds of ignorance. Whatever one sees or otherwise experiences, one should know to be simply an exhibition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's energy. Everything is a manifestation of Krishna. So, Lord Nityananda, Nitya means eternal and Ananda means bliss. So the very name of the Lord seems to indicate that he's always in transcendental ecstasy, and that is a fact. And why particularly Lord Nityananda? The entire Panchatattva is naturally experiencing great ecstasy, because ecstasy is the basis of the whole process of devotional service. Susukam kartamavyam. It is joyfully performed. After the initial practice, one comes to the point of just relishing every moment. So why is Lord Nityananda especially identified as being always blissful? There's a reason. The reason is that there is no difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Both are the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And both are fully endowed with transcendental potency. However, there is a difference in the mood between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. And the fundamental difference between these two lords is that one is serving the other. Lord Nityananda is the servant of Lord Chaitanya. He is always in the mood. He is the Supreme Lord in the service attitude. One, Lord Chaitanya is Sevya Bhagavan, the Lord who is being served. And the other one is Sevak Bhagavan, the Lord who is serving. So Nityananda is Adiguru Balaram, the original spiritual master who shows how to serve the Supreme Lord. And Lord Nityananda is deeply absorbed in this transcendental service mood. And as such, he's experiencing the greatest happiness. Therefore it is said that his happiness is even greater than the happiness of Lord Chaitanya, because he's serving. Also, we are looking at the comparison of the sun and the moon. So Lord Chaitanya is the original source of all transcendental knowledge. And Lord Nityananda, he takes the role of serving the Supreme Lord, and therefore in that way supporting the knowledge of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and carrying it forward, just like the moon is supposed to be reflecting the light of the sun. And of course, Vedic literature may have some other explanations also, but Prabhupada also used this analogy many times about how the moon is reflecting the light of the sun. So in this way, Lord Nityananda is reflecting the light of Lord Chaitanya by being his servant, by giving all the glory to the Supreme Lord. And the result is that Nityananda's bliss is greater than that of Lord Chaitanya. It is stated that Lord Nityananda is more merciful than Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Nityananda is most merciful. So why is Lord Nityananda more merciful than Lord Chaitanya? That is also explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is said because Lord Nityananda is always serving Lord Chaitanya, and because therefore he is experiencing this unlimited ecstasy, he becomes totally intoxicated by the ecstasy and the bliss. So much so that he's drunk. He's literally drunk, Lord Nityananda. And as a result, he cannot make any distinction anymore. He cannot see clearly anymore. So whenever it moves, give it the mercy. Whatever it is. He cannot really take the time to see, is this one qualified? Is that one qualified? Anyway, whatever. It's alive. Give it the mercy. Right? Give it the mercy. And in this way, it is said that let's see if I remember that. Pakkad Pakki Juri Pasaravita Pakkad Juri Pasaravitane. Forgot a word. It is saying that the birds are chanting in ecstasy. The stones start melting, even the stones, because we have to understand that there are many stones that are alive, living beings are actually in stone bodies. Maybe if you become too stoned, you become a stone. So these living beings are residing in stones, but even they melt. Even they begin to show emotions. That's the point. So the melting means emotions. It means the heart is melting. It is described that the heart becomes liquid, sneha. Right? In Krishna praying, one of these symptoms is sneha, where the heart is melting. It melts. It said there are different types of hearts. Some have a golden heart, and others have a heart like a cotton swab, a little piece of cotton. So those who have the cotton swab heart, the slightest little thing, immediately it starts to go. So the slightest little event, and immediately all this emotion is pouring out. It's just the cotton swab heart. And then there is the golden heart. It is very grave, it is said. And in the golden heart, the emotions are hidden. But it said, whether one has a golden heart or a cotton swab heart, in the end, it doesn't matter, because all hearts will melt. In this way, one cannot always understand who is actually the most advanced devotee, because someone who has a cotton swab heart will show ecstatic symptoms at a very early stage. Right? And the person with the golden heart may just stay on the ground for a long time and be sober. Right? And yet, the depth of his devotion could be greater than in the other person. So it is sometimes difficult to really measure the depth of devotion. But at one point, when the heart melts and this and it just becomes liquid, then the dam just bursts, right? And it cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped anymore. Then the ecstatic emotions just burst through and come out, and the devotee will become oblivious to the environment and will just call out in total madness the name of Krishna, or other names related to the Supreme Lord. And Lord Nityananda was such a devotee, known as Avadhuta Rai, or the totally a madman, a transcendental madman who was breaking all the rules and regulations. Sometimes Lord Nityananda would go into the mood of a cowherd boy. And when he would be, it is described by Haridas Thakur. He said, because Lord Chaitanya sent them out on Sankirtan together. Lord Nityananda sent out, Lord Chaitanya sent out Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur on Sankirtan, and they were partners. And then they would go out to villages and try and get people to chant, and but Haridas was complaining to Lord Chaitanya, this Nityananda, he is really, really extreme. Sometimes he just behaves like he's a coward boy. And then he gets completely spontaneous and he goes for the cows in the village and he just begins to drink the milk straight from the cows. And then the villagers get very upset, and then they come after us with sticks, and then he runs away. And because I'm older, I'm having a hard time to run like that, and usually they catch me and I get in trouble and I have to explain what is going on. In this way, he gets us into the greatest trouble. It is described like that, that Lord Nityananda is an avaduta, is not exactly adhering to the regulated behavior of a Vaishnava, described as sadachar. Scriptures say Vaishnava should behave in this way, Vaishnava should behave in that way. But Lord Nityananda, if these rules of the scriptures, let's say there are two levels, one is below and one is above. We are below the rules of the scriptures, looking up at the rules of the scriptures, trying to get there, and we are also not following, but we are not avadutas, we are just lazies and crazies. Basically, and it's hard for us to follow. But Lord Nityananda, he is above the rules. He is above the rules, and therefore, when he doesn't follow the rules, it doesn't matter, because he's always absorbed in service to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, in service to the Supreme Lord, he may break the rules. But it is stated in the CC that a devotee who is in love of God, he may break the rules of the scripture, but he will never act sinful, or he will never act against the desire of the Lord. That is the nature of Lord Nityananda, not to be imitated. Lord Nityananda sometimes throws his clothes off, not to be imitated. And Lord Nityananda is sometimes in the mood of a little boy. And suddenly, when Lord Nityananda appeared in Navadvip, then after some time, Mother Sachi recognized that Nitai, that Gaur Nitai, were none different from Krishna Balaram. It took a while. It is said that Mother Sachi had deities of Krishna and Balaram, and she was worshipping these deities of Krishna and Balaram. And so one night she had a dream. And in the dream, Nimai and Nitai, they were there. Both of them were there. And then Krishna and Balaram were there. And Mother Sachi had just cooked for Krishna and Balaram, and she had just made the plate and put it there before the Lord for the offering. And then they were about to honor that Boga, and there appeared Nimai and Nitai. And they told Krishna and Balaram, get out of here. Get out of here. This offering is ours. This is our yuga. You know, you get out of here. It's our turn. And there was a big fight. A big fight between Nimai, Nitai and Krishna and Balaram. So Mother Sachi woke up from this dream and said, what a strange dream. What a strange dream. She couldn't understand, why is Nimai fighting with the deities? What does this mean? My son is fighting with the deities. This is a very, very strange dream. Anyway, as it is with dreams, as we get involved in the activity of the day, the dream sort of disappears in the background, and Mother Sachi forgot all about the dream. But then that day, both Gornitai came to her house to take prasadam, and they sat down at their little chokis, their little tables, in front of their talis, their plates with prasadam. And then, suddenly she remembered the dream. And at that point she realized that actually they were no different from Krishna and Balaram. She fully realized it for a moment. Right? So, from that day on, she also accepted Nitai as her son. And it is said that sometimes Nityananda would, in his avaduta mood, get totally in the mood of a small boy. And again, he would lose his clothes somewhere and he would jump on the lap of Mother Sachi, big boy, and even drink the breasts of Mother Sachi, drink the breast milk. So, again, not to be imitated. So, Avaduta Rai, Avaduta Chandra, Lord Nityananda is not an ordinary devotee. Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram, and as such, he has all the features of Lord Balaram, who is also manifesting himself as Sankarsan or Ananta Shesh. In Ananta Sesh, the many-hooded snake, it is said in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that the mouth of Ananta Sesh is the jewel case for the glorification of Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya. So if we want to glorify Krishna, we have to pray to Ananta Sesh or to Lord Nityananda. Because his mouth is the jewel case of glorification of the Lord. So the perfection of life is to glorify Krishna. If we could simply 24 hours a day glorify Krishna, then all our problems would be solved. There would be no problem left at all. Therefore we pray to Lord Nityananda for the potency to glorify Lord Krishna. So just a quick recap of where we were. Lord Nityananda is more blissful than Lord Chaitanya because Lord Nityananda is serving the Lord and he's intoxicated and therefore he's more merciful. Also, second point. He's more blissful. Second point, he's more merciful because he's intoxicated, makes no distinction. He is so in ecstasy of love of God that he is avaduta, beyond rules and regulations, above the rules and regulations. And finally, Lord Nityananda is Balaram who serves the Lord in unlimited ways, also as Ananta says, whose mouth is the jewel case for glorification of the Lord. And we depend on him for glorification. So like that, we are looking at various points in relation to Lord Nityananda. We require the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It is also said that Lord Nityananda is compared to the moon. And whereas the rays of the sun are hot, the rays of the sun are cooling, or the rays of the moon are cooling. So therefore it is said that Lord Nityananda, being compared to the moon, it means he cools down our burning heart. that we find in this bhajan, Nittai Pada Kamalam, the rest of my voice, Nittai Pada Kamalam Koti Chandra Sushitala Ye Chaya Jagata Churai, that
Nittai
Jai Nittai. Here you also get, just in case you start sleeping. it's good today that the sleepers are sitting on the first row. And don't you dare throwing it back. It's going to come from itself. So, Lord Nityananda is... We depend on the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He's like the moon. He's cooling down the burning material desires within our heart. Diva nisahiya jwala. The heart is burning day and night. Also samsara dhavanala. A dhavanala means a forest fire. We are in this blazing forest fire of material existence, burning. So we're burning in our material life. So Lord Nityananda is very cooling, cools us down very much. The next one gets the full cup. Let's see. So Lord Nityananda is in this way very, very merciful. He's very merciful. And we require him. Nittai Pada Binabai Radha Krishna Paitanai. Without the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, we cannot approach Radha and Krishna. Srila Narottama Thakur also explained that by entering into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the devotee dives in these pastimes of Harinam Sankirtan, and he dives deep into the ocean of Harinam Sankirtan, and he surfaces in Vrindavan in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So in this way, it is, Prabhupada explains in Adi Lila 8, that without Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, there's no point even in going to Vrindavan, right? Because we cannot even approach Radha and Krishna there. Oh. So many times we've heard speculation why Srila Prabhupada installed Krishna and Balaram on the main altar in Vrindavan. Why did he do it? Why not Radha Krishna? Some said because Prabhupada was a cowherd boy in the spiritual world. But whenever devotees were speculating about Prabhupada's eternal identity and asked him, Prabhupada said, that you do not require. So Prabhupada was not encouraging us to speculate about his swarup, his eternal identity. So we don't do that. Others say, well, maybe Krishna Balaram, because the temple is in Ramanreti, and Ramanreti is traditionally a place where Krishna and Balaram would go and the cows would herd, would rest in the afternoon. And there on the field of Ramanreti, for many years, there was the Krishna Balaram tree, a black and a white tree combined. First black tree, white tree on top. Now, no more. So Ramanreti, maybe because of that, maybe, but Prabhupada, maybe that also contributed to it. But Prabhupada explains in the purports of the nectar of
the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
he explains that actually the reason why he installed Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan is because they are non-different from Gaur-Nitai. And we go through Gaur-Nitai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives some further explanation on this point. He says that those who are liberated souls and who are attracted to Madhurya Ras, they can accept Srimati Radharani as their spiritual master. All others, Lord Nityananda. So we are taking shelter of Lord Nityananda. We are, most of us are not liberated souls in Madhurya Ras, Kamanuga Bhaktas. I don't think so. So, not most of us. Most of us, when we sleep, we don't dream of Krishna. When we sleep, we just sink deep into ignorance and forgetfulness of everything. That's all. But therefore, we require the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, because they drive away all ignorance, these five types of ignorance we read. So let's go a little further into the Chaitanya Charitamrita and look a little more at Lord Nityananda. There wasn't so much time to prepare things, so I have to do it from memory. I think it's somewhere around 125, if I remember it right. 135. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. So there's a story which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells. Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had a special relationship with Lord Nityananda. Namely, Lord Nityananda was his spiritual master. So how did all that transpire, that Krishnadas Kaviraj was initiated by Lord Nityananda? And what was going on? Was there a fire yajna? And did Lord Nityananda call him forward and said, whatever his name was, Bhakta something, call him forward, and he came, and did Lord Nityananda say, and what are the four regulative principles? And how many rounds will you promise to chant every day? And all that. Was the initiation like that? No, it was a little different. And now we will read how it all happened. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj is describing that one day there was a wonderful festival in his house, because there was Sankirtan day and night. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a servant named Sri Miniketan Ramdas, who was a reservoir of love. Absorbed in emotional love, he sat in my courtyard, and all the Vaishnavas bowed down at his lotus feet. In a joyful mood of love of God, he sometimes climbed upon the shoulder of someone offering obeisances, and sometimes he struck others with his flute and mildly slapped them. When someone saw the eyes of Miniketan Ramdas, tears would automatically flow from his eyes. For a constant shower of tears flowed from the eyes of Miniketan Ramdas. Sometimes there were eruptions of ecstasy like kadamba flowers. Kadamba flowers are like yellow balls, and they have like little pins on it. Not sharp, but still it's a flower with all kind with pins standing up. So it's like in the form of a ball. And you just make beautiful garlands and smell very sweet. Can even cook it into a chutney. And Krishna sometimes hangs them in his ears like earrings. He likes the kadamba flowers and the forest of kadamba, which is known as kadamba kanana. That's why I know something about it. Right, and there he likes to go, because the kadamba trees are golden and therefore remind him of Srimati Radharani, and therefore kadamba trees represent Srimati Radharani as much as the tamal trees represent Krishna, like that. So just like his hairs were standing on end, just like these kadamba flowers, and his limbs would get stumped, or they would start trembling, and he would shout very loud the name of Nityananda!
Nityananda!
You are not very loud. You need really Jayapataka Maharaj to train you up. I will mention it to him. The people around him were filled with great wonder and astonishment. One respectable Brahmana named Sri Gunarnava Mishra was serving the deity. When Minakatan was seated in this yard, the Brahmana did not offer him respect. Seeing this, Sri Ramdas became angry and spoke, "Here I find the second Roma Harsana Sutta, who did not stand to show honor when he saw Lord Balaram." After saying this, he danced and sang to his heart's content. But the Brahmana did not become angry, for he was then serving Krishna. At the end of the festival, Minakatan Ramdas went away, offering his blessings to everyone. At that time, he had some controversy with my brother. My brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. Knowing this, Sri Ramdas felt unhappy in his mind. I then rebuked my brother. "These two brothers," I told him, "are like one body. They are identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. If you have faith in one, but disrespect the other, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a hen. It would be better to be an atheist by slighting both brother than a hypocrite by believing in one and slighting the other." Thus, Sri Ramdas broke his flute in anger and went away. And at that time, my brother fell down. I have thus described the power of the servants of Lord Nityananda. Now I shall describe another characteristic of his mercy. That night, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream because of my good quality in chastising my brother. In the village of Jamatapura, which is near Naiharti, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances. He then placed his own lotus feet upon my head. "Arise! Get up!" he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy, blackish complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. Elsewhere, the color of Lord Nityananda is described as Rakta Kalevaram. It means blackish with a reddish glow. So a little darkish, golden, with a reddish glow. He had beautifully formed hands, arms and legs, and eyes like lotus flower. He wore a silk cloth with a silk turban around his head. He had a glossy black complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. He wore golden earrings on his ears and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. His face was more beautiful than 10 millions upon millions of moons, and his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing betel. His body moved to and fro, right and left, for he was absorbed in ecstasy. He chanted, "Krishna, Krishna," in a deep voice. His red stick, moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. His devotees, dressed like the cowherd boys, surrounded his feet like so many bees, and also chanted, "Krishna, Krishna," absorbed in ecstatic love. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans about him. Thus, I saw such opulence in Lord Nityananda Swarup. His wonderful form, qualities and pastimes are all transcendental. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. "Oh, my dear Krishna Das, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, because there you will attain all things." After saying this, he directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared with his associates. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke, and when I regained consciousness, I saw that morning had come. I thought about what I had seen and heard and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. That very second, I started for Vrindavan, and by His mercy, I reached great happiness. All glory to Lord Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I have again shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. So this is the moment of where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami met Lord Nityananda. He met him in his dream. He saw him in his dream. But it was not just a dream. Maybe some of us have also seen Krishna in a dream. Maybe some of us. Some have, some haven't. Right? Maybe we even have, some have even seen Krishna in a vision, in full daylight. They have seen Krishna in full daylight. Yes. Some vision. Yes. Maybe. But nobody showed the symptoms of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that they forgot everything. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, upon seeing Lord Nityananda, he forgot everything. There was nothing else in his mind anymore. And therefore we understand that he was having a full darshan of the Supreme Lord. What do we see? When we have a dream or a vision of Krishna, and yet we go on with our material life, it means that we are not getting the full darshan of Krishna. It means that we are seeing some mental image, an image in our mind of Krishna, but we're not fully seeing Krishna, because if we would be fully seeing Krishna, we would be like Krishna's Kaviraj. We would just forget everything. We would be overwhelmed in ecstasy and love. And that was Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who then dedicated his whole life to Lord Nityananda, and in this way is considered the disciple of Lord Nityananda. We cannot take initiation in dreams like that, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami became so inspired by Lord Nityananda that although he was in his 90s in those days, he just walked from Bengal to Vrindavan. If we have to take the train, then we already go, oh God, the train. Of course we go by plane. We go all the way by train, so austere. Look, I'm exhausted, I'm finished. We need 1 week to recover from that train ride. And that's, of course, on the deluxe train. Rajdhani, probably. Right? So austere. What to speak of a second class train where they blow smoke in your face and where you are packed up with people all the time, and every 5 minutes someone's coming around trying to sell something. Jayagaram, Mumpali, and whatnot. That's too much for us. What to speak of walking, and that's for someone in his 90s. So we can understand that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was walking on ecstasy. He was walking on transcendental energy. Then he started writing Chaitanya Charitamrita in Vrindavan, and the same thing, he said that, I don't know how I'm writing. I can't see. Yeah, in your 90s, and they didn't have glasses in those days. I mean, logical. He said, I can't see. My hand is shaking. I believe it. Yeah? And then my hand is shaking. I'm half blind. And somehow or other, my memory is finished. And somehow or other, I'm writing. Clearly see the hand of Lord Nityananda there, who was controlling the whole event. So this is how Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami became the instrument of Lord Nityananda. And therefore, it is especially by the mercy of Lord Nityananda that we are having this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because there, in Vrindavan, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita at Radhakund. So there's a lot to say about Lord Nityananda, and I guess we'll continue in the evening with more katha, remembering how the Lord performs so many pastimes. There's no end to it. But I wanted this morning to sort of say a little bit about the mercy of Lord Nityananda, especially. A few words about the tattva of Lord Nityananda, the nature of Lord Nityananda. And finally, I wanted that all of us would have a darshan of Lord Nityananda. Because S. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has a darshan of Lord Nityananda. He described the whole thing, and in this way we also get the full darshan of Lord Nityananda. So if we just read these verses in the right mood, then we can get the same result as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We forget everything else and just remember Lord Nityananda. So we pray that that may happen to us, rather today than tomorrow. But if it has to be tomorrow, tomorrow is also all right. Even the day after, we settle for that. Or even if we have to wait longer, as long as we get Krishna praying, we are not complaining. But we are praying to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda that all the instructions and all the narrations that are described here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita may manifest in our heart. That is our prayer. To pray on the appearance day of the Lord is special, because on an appearance day of a particular manifestation of the Lord, when we pray to that particular deity, that day is surcharged with the special mercy of that personality. So it's not just a mental process that we are remembering Lord Nityananda today, but there is extra mercy to get for today. So it's not an ordinary day. So somehow or other, we must do something today. Think of some way to get the special mercy of Lord Nityananda. How? I don't know. And but if you have an idea, you can let me know. Somehow or other. He is the dearmost servant of Lord Chaitanya. He is the original Sankirtan devotee, Lord Nityananda. So maybe that has something to do with it. Harinam Sankirtan. So maybe I'll come at 12 o'clock to hell with the knee and to hell. Can you? Well, we go to Gopal's also, wasn't it? 12:45 we're eating Gopal. 15 minutes. So 12 o'clock we go to Gopal to break the fast, you said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I'll go 12 o'clock to Gopal to break the fast. See, I remember that. In the old days, to go to Gopal, you had to do big in Sankirtan, really big, and then you would get a voucher. Yeah? They would give out every weekend, they would give out Gopal vouchers here, you know, for the biggest Sankirtan devotees. That was big time. That drove people mad. They did a lot for a Gopal voucher. Because Kurma was cooking. That helped.
Ways to sell them to the greatest.
Yeah. That of course later, you know, became a business. Gopal voucher business. For your trip to India. Okay. Gave the money to the deities. Good boy. That's very good. I would have used it to go to India to Eka Chakragram, the birth site of Lord Nityananda. All right. So maybe a question or a comment, just to sort of round things off. A response, or otherwise, we'll just finish here. She was worshipping different deities, yes. Yeah. The deity that she worshipped? No, I have never heard a deity that the deity of Vishnupriya, that he worshipped, okay, that one, yes, but the deity Mother Sachi, no, only Adoksaja Vishnu, the deity that was found in the house of Jagannath Misra, that deity is still there, but otherwise I don't know. Okay, thank you very much. We will continue to commemorate more. One way to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda is to preach. Another way is to chant Hare Krishna. Another way is to serve the deities. Somehow or other, we must do some extra service today. Without a doubt. That is the key. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sishe Nityananda Ram ki jai. Nityananda Trayodasi Mahamahotsav ki jai.